This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. South Korea's military says North Korea has flight-tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine, continuing a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations that may culminate with a nuclear test in the coming weeks or months. The launch came 3 days after South Korea and Japan detected a suspected ballistic missile fired from near the North Korean capital. Both exercises come ahead of the inauguration on Tuesday of South Korean President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol, who has vowed to take a tougher approach over the North's nuclear ambitions. So far this year, North Korea has fired missiles 15 times. Experts say leader Kim Jong-un appears to be preparing to test a miniaturized nuclear device that it can use to arm its submarine-launched missiles. Dozens more civilians have been rescued from the tunnels under the besieged steel plant, where Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol, Ukraine, are making their last stand. The holdouts are trying to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of the strategically important port city. Russian and Ukrainian officials said Friday that 50 people were evacuated from the Azovstal steel plant and handed over to representatives of the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross. The Russian military said the group included 11 children. Russian officials and Ukraine's deputy prime minister said evacuation efforts would continue on Saturday. The death toll from a powerful explosion at a five-star hotel in central Havana, Cuba, climbs to 22, with more than 50 people injured after a suspected gas leak, according to new official tallies. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of a cluster of Bedouin communities in the occupied West Bank have vowed to stick to their land and resist an order by Israel's top court to evict them. The order came after a more than two-decade legal struggle by Palestinians to remain in their homes in Masafer Yatta. Israel has argued that the residents only use the area for seasonal agriculture and that they had already rejected compromise offers, giving them occasional access to the land. The Palestinians say that if implemented, the Israeli Supreme Court's ruling opens the way for the eviction of all 12 communities that have a population of 4,000 people. More information on the toll that COVID-19 has taken on American lives suggests that roughly a million people have died. And now the pandemic has generated gigabytes of data that make clear which U.S. groups have been hardest hit. More than 700,000 people 65 and older died. Men died at higher rates than women. White people made up most of the deaths overall, yet an unequal burden fell on Black, Hispanic, and Native American people. Racial gaps narrowed between surges, then widened again with each new wave. In nearly every 10-year age group, more men have died from COVID-19 than women. Native Americans experienced higher death rates than all other groups during two waves of the pandemic. China is installing a career security official as the new leader of Hong Kong in the culmination of a sweeping political transformation that has gutted any opposition in the Asian Financial Center and placed it ever more firmly under Beijing's control. John Lee is the only candidate Sunday, and is an election in name only. Well over half of the 1,500-member election committee that selects the chief executive has already endorsed him, and he needs only a simple majority to win. Lee will replace Carrie Lam, whose five-year term was marked by Hong Kong's most tumultuous period since the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. America's employers added 428,000 jobs in April, extending a streak of solid hiring that has defied punishing inflation, chronic supply shortages, the Russian war against Ukraine, and much higher borrowing costs. Last month's hiring kept the unemployment rate at 3.6%, just above the lowest level in half a century. For more stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.